What's going on, world? AJ here, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. And today, I'm going to start a new series. The new series is going to be titled, Why Managers Suck. And it's going to be a few thoughts, few perspectives around why I believe most managers inside of organizations are not doing a good job, or not cutting it. I've been talking a lot with colleagues and anyone, frankly, that will listen, that the mid-level managers that we have in organizations are extremely undertrained, are not bringing enough value contextual to the salaries that they're being given, are frankly not, again, back to the training part, are not being trained around really core elements that I think can not only make the overall culture more beneficial, not only that can lead to more retention, but frankly, I can connect the dots all the way to how better managers, better systems inside of organizations around management can lead to more productive and profitable organizations and top-line revenue. So today it's going to be the first segment of many of why managers suck. And I'm just going to give a few thoughts, a few perspectives again. I don't mean to be so brash, but I had to come up with some sort of title that would grab the attention. But please know that every thought, every perspective I have is coming from a place of love, is coming from a place of personal experience, and frankly, coming from a place of data, right? There's data on this. There's lots of content out here about this, so I'm definitely not the only one that shares this perspective. Here's one area of why managers suck that I don't believe a lot of people are thinking about. A lot of people are not realizing and not understanding. A lot of companies are not realizing and understanding that data can be a solution to improving managers' overall effectiveness. But the problem is most managers don't have the skill set, the competence to understand the data, and they're not being mandated to use the data. So I'll give one data point and one element that is incredibly important that a lot of organizations and a lot of HR teams can help managers get. If there's a tool that HR team members are finding and implementing that can give managers the following data of understanding how data around understanding the best ways to communicate with an employee, data around the perspectives of the employees, the perspectives the employees have on the systems and best practices that do and do not exist within the organization to make their role better at an individual contributor level. If the manager were to have data around what's some other data that they can get from a tool. If they were to have better data around how certain individual contributors, how they want to be involved in decision making and how they, again, work best optimally from an individual contributor perspective. If they had data around all those three different variables, right? Number one, I don't think there's enough managers that know how to read that data. What I mean by read that data is have enough patience, time, and energy to understand how that data impacts their job, how that data impacts workflows, how that data impacts execution capability, how that data impacts product being shipped late, how that data impacts systems and processes, frankly, and pardon my friends for this, but fucking up, right? Like, I just don't think enough managers understand and can connect data around how someone wants to make decisions and how someone wants to be involved in decisions, that pure data point, right? And however you get that, whether you're utilizing a capability tool and the company has found that out through a survey, or whether that data is then whether that data is extracted and obtained by a one-on-one conversation. No matter how you get the data, not enough managers are understanding the dotted line to how that data can really mess things up, right? That's number one. Like, plain and simple. Like, I could actually end the episode right now and just kind of drop the mic with that. And I think that's a problem. I think managers are not taught that. I think they're, again, and this is a tried and true perspective that no human being can deny. I think too many managers are promoted and put into managerial positions because they are great at processes. They are industry subject matter experts. They excelled in an individual contributor capacity. but they were never taught along the way, and definitely not before they were given the promotion and the title of being a manager, of how to take unique data, some of the things I just mentioned, and how that can really impact the business and how they can take that data to make change as a manager. That's number one. Number two, I don't think enough managers are really fearing the variable if they're going to lose their jobs, right? I don't think enough managers are realizing that if you do not have enough effectiveness around contextualizing your leadership style, understanding someone's communication preferences, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, if you're not understanding those variables, right, then I think you're putting yourself at a vulnerable spot as a manager, because now you're not going to know how to lead Chris. You're not going to know how to get the best out of Chris, the best out of Sarah, the best out of David, Derek, whatever name you want to insert. You're not going to know how to get the best out of that person. You're not going to know how to, every quarter when you're analyzing the effectiveness of the team, and you're going to make some different systems and some different changes and some different processes, you're not going to know how to make the best selection because you don't know your people, right? It's very similar to any relationship. You're not going to know how to get through a troubling spot with your partner, with your spouse, with your kids, if you don't know them personally, if you don't know what makes them tick, if you don't know what excites them, if you don't know how they want to be involved in certain pieces and parts and elements of the relationship. Right? And that is the main issue with managers. So yes, data can be a solution to improve manager effectiveness, 100%. But do we have managers that know how to read that data? Do we have managers that are afraid of losing their job enough to be mandated, to be required to use the data effectively? And the answer is objectively no across the board. And so I think the solution to this needs to be, and I just talked about this in a previous episode, the solution to this needs to be, and this is a ballsy statement, but I'll say it because I'm not a fan of this. Once an HR team gets involved around investing in tools that can give managers unique data, I believe there needs to be a conversation, a change management initiative and process he put in place, level setting, where the managers now know and now have a new set of expectations, a new set of duties, a new set of priorities, right? The HR teams need to ensure that the dashboards and the analytics that are offered to the managers are designed in a way that, again, the managers can read, and they should be trained around how to read and analyze and understand and storytell that data. Those managers should be given a certain period of time to make changes. And I believe that is a co-creation point and moment. If I'm an HR leader inside of a team, I'm going to my head of sales. I'm going to the managers that are in sales positions. I'm going to my head of operations. I'm going to my head of marketing. I'm going to my head of whatever department, and the managers that exist within those departments. And I'm saying to that person, and I'm understanding that person, and I'm probably finding some tool to assess that person's level of understanding of data and the data that we're going to be tracking. What's their level of understanding around those factors and those variables? And with each person, with each manager, based off their level of capabilities, I'm going to give each manager a different period of time to make the proper change, to make the proper adjustments. Because there's no way that I can feel great as a leader, as an HR person, to remove and fire a manager at some point, because at some point a manager will be fired if a team is not productive. There's no way it's fair to that manager if I have not done the hard job of not only getting that manager some data to be more effective, but learning the capabilities and learning the competence level of that manager as it pertains to if they can actually learn and understand the data and what to do with the data and to do that consistently. So for some managers, it may take them a week to say, oh my gosh, thank you for the data, now I can make some changes. For some managers, it may take 6 months. Now that's going to be on you as an organization to determine what time period you're going to give your managers to conduct change management. But you do have to give each manager a certain period of time that is contextual to that manager's skill set, capabilities, knowledge, competence levels, etc. So that's the first episode of why managers suck. I believe that is a point. This is a piece. This is a element that, again, companies are not thinking about. And frankly, they're not doing anything about it. Most companies are not even giving managers effective and good data to work with, right? Most importantly, beyond that, I know 99.9% of managers are not held accountable to the implementation, the storytelling, the understanding, the execution of that data. So I tried not to be too brash, too bold, but I did want to make this episode to make it extremely clear about my perspectives and my points of views around the ongoing issues with manager effectiveness. So as always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. I'll check in soon.